This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, into the 9 o'clock hour, we go Payne and Pendergast. Not a great day for the Astros yesterday. On the field, 8-4 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays. Hunter Brown, not great. Ballpark didn't do him any favors, but he wasn't sharp right out of the chute. He gave up 2 runs in the first, and they ends up giving up 5 runs, 3 home runs. He'd only given up, I think, 2 home runs all year. He gave up 3 in that bandbox of a windy ballpark yesterday. So they lose there, and then we find out that they may be losing Ronel Blanco, who's been solid enough this year. Like, Ronel Blanco can be your fourth starter on a playoff team, for sure. And right now, they're down so many pitchers that you just see news of any pitcher with the Astros, especially with their history with elbows, news of them getting sent back to Houston to have their elbow looked at. It doesn't feel good. Ronel Blanco, Seth, yesterday getting sent back to – well, he got sent back earlier this week. The report came down yesterday that he's back in Houston and he's getting his elbow looked at. And every other time, literally every other time this has happened in the last few years, it has resulted in some sort of elbow surgery, oftentimes Tommy John surgery, which means you're gone for at least a year if you're Ronel Blanco. And most importantly, gone for this year where you really need arms right now.
So we're going to see more and more of just whichever minor leaguers are going to rotate up in an emergency situation. And at this point, Spencer Arrighetti is a near certainty that he's going to come back.
Yeah,
I thought we might have a little bit more progress by now, because initially, you know, some people thought several weeks. It was like 4 weeks to 6 weeks, whatever it might be. But he was still earlier this week. He was still in a smaller cast, but a cast. But he's going to come back at some point.
Yes.
Luis Garcia is another one that. At some point you might see him this year, but given that they completely shut him down
for a month.
And he's coming off Tommy John. I'm not optimistic about that. Christian Javier, if that happens, great, but I'm not banking on it necessarily.
He will come back.
I can't sit here and expect that there won't be any setbacks or delays.
It's appropriate to point them out because they're rehabbing from injuries. They exist. They've done things for the Astros. In my mind, just in terms of how I look at this season, they're off the radar for me. I know that Javier could, for whatever reason, man, like it doesn't feel like the injuries themselves suck, but the fits and starts that come with the rehabs with these guys. And I don't follow Tommy John surgeries across the league enough to know how normal the amount of them are for the Astros, or B, how normal it is for guys to be yo-yoing like this during their rehabs.
They've had way more than normal. On average, there's fewer than 30 Tommy Johns amongst Major League pitchers per year in Major League Baseball. Yeah. So it's less than one per team per year. And they've had a couple a year for 3 years now. So maybe it's just random dumb luck. I don't know if there was anything about the way they prepare or rehab or anything else that might be But it's been bad. For whatever the cause of the reason is, the Astros have been hit by it really hard.
Well, nothing's been cookie cutter about coming back from it either. Like, it's, yeah. You know, Lance McCullough, I know Lance wasn't a Tommy John this past time, but it was a reconstructive elbow surgery to some degree. It took him 2 years to come back from it. Luis Garcia, as you just mentioned, I can't count on Luis Garcia. He was starting to get to where he's throwing off a mound again, and then they shut him down for a month. So I can't count on that. Jose Urquidy, I'm guessing if all his stuff was going normal, he'd still be an Astro. He's a Detroit Tiger right now, you know? They had a chance to keep him, and they didn't. They let him go. So I have zero confidence that Christian Javier's comeback from his Tommy John is just going to go silky smooth, and we can slide him in August. And now we got Wisniewski and potentially Ronel Blanco. And I'm history has told me now that there's a really good chance that Ronel Blanco is going to have to go get Tommy John. If he's feeling elbow soreness to the extent that they put him on a plane and send him back to Houston to get MRIs, that's not good, you know? So it's going to be super interesting how they do this. The juggling act that Dana Brown and Joe Espada are going to have to do, especially in the near term, when the only guys in this rotation that you counted on being in the rotation at the beginning of the year are Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. That's it. Now, Spencer Arrighetti, as you point out, is going to come back, but he's not back right now. He's not even throwing rehab starts right now.
And the thing about it with Blanco is that we know from past experience that we might not actually get a straight answer on this for at least a month or so.
Yes.
Because remember when Luis Garcia and Jose Urquidy got it done on pretty much the same date? But one of those two guys, I can't remember whether it was Garcia or Urquidy, as much as a couple days before he had his surgery, we were hearing from the team, like, oh, yeah, he's feeling better. He's feeling better. Oh, no, by the way, he's having a Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
So the elbow discomfort, we've been trained to think elbow discomfort.
It's Tommy John.
Pretty good chance it's Tommy John surgery.
Tommy John, yeah. So this gets to be really, really dicey right now. I mean, and especially dicey. It'd be one thing if this was happening and the bats were going okay, but this is happening on a team who's in the bottom third in almost every offensive category right now of baseball. So you're asking the pitching staff, and thank God the bullpen has been solid. You know, like the bullpen who came into the season doing it with chicken wire and toothpaste and Josh Hader and Brian Abreu. You were counting on Taylor Scott maybe being that seventh inning guy. He's been DFA'd already. The bullpen is figuring out a way to get it done, as is the starters to a degree, but this is just on a team. This team has to start hitting at some point at least an average level.
Sean, it was one of my keys to victory at the beginning of the season. You'll remember it well, that I thought that they were just going to have to get as much as possible out of Brandon Walter and Colton Gordon.
That's exactly my point.
If you told me a few months ago that we're going to be relying on Colton Gordon, I would have said, hell yeah, bring it on. He's a winner, damn it.
When I'm having to Google the guys that they're calling up to start Major League Baseball games.
The Brandon Walter one was the one that's like, yeah, I vaguely know his story.
Okay, I guess I need to learn
Colton
a little
Gordon. I feel like I'm excited. If it weren't this situation, if you went back and Colton Gordon had to come up in 2022 or something for a few games, I would have gotten excited about Colton Gordon.
Yeah.
And yet right now, he makes me nervous as hell.
No, you're relying on him. Well, you and I watched Colton Gordon pitch in spring training, so I knew about him. But this is now the flip side to this is pretty cool for Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter. Astro fans may not want to hear that, but if we're just kind of looking at all the angles on this thing, like, Brandon Walter is a 28-year-old guy who's been bouncing around the minor leagues, didn't pitch. He was out of baseball last year in 2024, and now he's getting a call up with Ronel Blanco possibly going on the IL. Maybe.
Well, he's intriguing because, he hasn't bounced around. I mean, he was with the Red Sox, and then he was with the Astros.
No, but I mean, he bounced around the minor league of the Red Sox organization.
Right. Well, but they kind of felt really good about him at one point, and he was progressing through the system faster than people thought he would. And it's just when he got up to the majors, he didn't really do anything with it. So there was still, at some point, there was some upside about him. Didn't play well when he had his chance and then got injured. Yeah. So I could see, you can talk yourself into like, oh, okay, there's a high ceiling in there somewhere.
Yeah, there's a story. His starts get interesting, but not the same way that a Hunter Brown start is interesting. Hunter Brown starts are interesting because aside from yesterday, you go, okay, I'm going to watch dominance today. We love watching dominance. the Brandon Walter ones and the Colton Gordon ones to a similar degree. Look, these guys have an opportunity now. You know, and Colton Gordon looked a little overwhelmed in his first start, but kept him in the game. He looked better in his second start, got victimized by a crappy Tampa Bay minor league ballpark home run in that game. Otherwise, he probably gives you five or six innings of one-run ball in that game. Mm-hmm. And Brandon Walter was really good in his start. So I'm trying to talk myself into this because this is worse than last year. This is worse than last year right now because you're losing. Last year you lost Javier for the year and you had some injuries at the beginning of the year, but like by the end of the year, you know, Ronel Blanco, Framber Valdez, Hunter Brown turned into an ace. You traded for Yusei Kikuchi. You went into the postseason last year with four bona fide starters. You know, going into the postseason, you're at two right now. You're at two for the foreseeable future, and I don't know what the stomach for this team is to make a Kikuchi trade again where they're giving up three prospects to go get a guy. You know,
give out yet more prospects.
This is worse. This is in the rotation. This is worse than last year. The bullpen being as good as it is noteworthy. How sustainable is it? Are all these no-namers going to keep pitching really well? Josh Hader has been a much better version of himself this year than he was last year. That all helps. That's probably the biggest thing that's keeping you over 500 right now. But it is a two-man rotation right now.
So the other flip side of it is, all right, also what happened last year was the bats picked it up around about this time last year.
Yeah.
And then it was off to the races.
Yeah.
So where... On the offensive side of things, Jake Myers has been a big sticking point this morning.
Yes.
Because Sean keeps annoyingly pointing out that this time last year, Jake Myers had even better numbers than he does right now.
Right.
So don't hold your breath on expecting him to sustain it. That's what Sean has been saying all show long, that Jake Myers sucks. And you guys have just forgotten about it. I've been sticking up for him.
Saying
I think the last year's run was a little bit of an illusion, whereas this year it's built on substance.
Here's what happened. Seth put him in the circle of trust. I didn't. And it's because, as Seth pointed out, his main number. I don't hate him. At times I do. That's probably true. But right now I don't. I just don't trust that this looks exactly like 2024 for Jake. Like he was on fire in May of last year. And then it was like there was an expiration date. You know, like, sorry, this version of Jake expires on May 31st. He's back to a 680 OPS.
Let's say he does turn into a pumpkin again. Then Yordan and Jose Altuve cannot continue to be pumpkins.
No, they've
That's been
hit.
The biggest. Last year when it was a pandemic of awful baseball early in the season, you almost couldn't even focus on any one individual. This year it feels more like, well, all right, Christian Walker I had no feeling about beforehand. Brendan Rodgers, what the hell is going on there? Whatever. But Jose Altuve and Yordan Alvarez cannot be playing like this.
Yeah.
And Yordan's never played this bad for this extended a period of time.
Right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Right. Okay, so you brought up the Jake Myers thing. You voted him into the circle. By the way, if you missed the circle of trust, it is the smallest circle of trust in terms of headcount in the history of the gimmick. That Seth and I have been doing this since 2019. We've never had as few as 5 people in it. We have 5 people that made it: Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Jeremy Pena, Isak Paredes, and then Josh Hader representing the bullpen.
Yeah, we don't want to do it. So the bullpen made it in
the bullpen made it with Hader as their captain. Jake Myers did not. So I put out a poll, Seth. I know you've not looked at this yet. We just did our first Astros Circle of Trust of the season. As expected, Jake Myers' candidacy was the most spirited debate. Should Jake Myers be in the Circle of Trust? What percentage of early voters do you think agree with you and say, yes, Jake Myers, that goofy look on his face, belong in the Circle of Trust?
I think it's pretty healthy because a lot of people just don't want to remember that he had this kind of start last year. Mm-hmm. I think 78% said yes, he should be in the Circle of Trust.
Okay, you're right on yes, but you're a little off on the percentage. 63%. So okay. 2/3, you said what, 78%?
Yeah.
So the spirit of what you're saying is correct, which is why I wanted. It's a healthy majority.
I base too much of that on how many people on the text line are calling you an idiot. I thought that's more of a silent minority than a loud minority than it is the.
No, you're right. Twitter is a much more positive, balanced space than the text page. You're absolutely right. Yeah. And there's people still weighing in on Jake, thinking that I'm an idiot for not putting him in there. We have a loyal listener, Rick Tindall, who listens to the show, and I'm a little bit disappointed in Rick, who's a loyal listener, who says he's batting 306. How could he not be? Again, this is not a participation ribbon or a little miniature Little League trophy for what you've done so far. It's the feeling on, can this continue? Or when he steps into the batter's box, do I feel like this 306 batting average is indicative of the human being standing in there right now that is going to perform in the next several seconds? I right now am a little skeptical of that 306 batting average. That's
which,
all.
I guess the opposite of this exercise that we just did would be the circle of top free agents for next year. And I know that you're getting a little disgusted because when you start to look at lists of free agents,
yeah,
Alex Bregman and Kyle Tucker come up on it a lot.
The Athletic had Alex Bregman and Kyle Tucker 1 and 2. They did the top 50 free agents yesterday. During the show yesterday, an article drops on MLB.com that has 7 guys who might win their first MVP this year. And 2 of them are Bregman and Tucker. I can live with that. There's not a power ranking. The MLB top 50 free agents. Number 1, Kyle Tucker. Number 2, Alex Bregman. That is a swift kick in the junk right there, my friends.
I'm torn on this one. Which do you expect is most likely to fall off of that by the end of the season?
Bregman.
Yeah,
Bregman only because he's been so out of this world already this year. Tucker's just so consistent. You know what I mean? Like, he is just, now, if it were the playoffs, just regular season we're talking. If it's playoffs, I'll take Bregman over Tucker in the postseason every day
week. I would say better chance that Tucker is going to have more impressive stats at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But much better chance that Bregman has, even if the numbers aren't great, has those competitive at-bats and everything else in the playoffs.
Yes.
And he'll make some clutch defensive plays to where the playoffs would be a big shine for Bregman this year. more so than Kyle Tucker, who he's had his huge moments in the playoffs, but steadily
not lately.
Been a great,
yeah,
great
not last 2 years has not been good. And will the key for Bregman? They got to make the playoffs. Both of them do.
Obviously. Right.
The Cubs are leading their division. The Red Sox would not make the playoffs if the season, if the postseason started today.
The whole thing about Bregman is he's got that string of player options. So there's a good chance if Bregman falls off a cliff, he just won't be a free agent at the end of this year.
This is probably a topic for more than the 28 seconds we have left in the segment. But you brought this up, this free agent. That article that I'm talking about lists the Astros as one of the possible suitors for Bregman.
Ooh, not if Paredes keeps playing this way.
Well, you do the thing where you move Paredes over to second like they were talking about. Although Paredes has played a good third base for them so far this year.
I know, you might start looking at, okay, for how much we're paying for this guy compared to paying this much for Alex Bregman. I don't know.
Would you rather bring Tucker back on a 10-year deal or Alex Bregman back on a 6-year deal? If you could bring one of them back, who would it be?
Bregman.
Yeah, me too. I just don't like
Bregman.
10-year deals.
I've read too many articles about how he's just like the wise sage up there in Boston and how incredible his baseball mind is and all the things that nobody else does in terms of locker room leadership and whatnot. Yeah.
I've read too many articles about how stupid 10-year deals are.
Yeah. Oh, the 10-year deal in general.
Yeah, I don't like that. All right, so there you go. 63% of you saying that Seth is the smart one on the show when it comes to the circle of trust.
No, listen, it's our circle of trust, Sean. You don't have to separate me out.
Okay.
That's what we decided as a group.
It's a team.
Okay?
Yep. Team.
So, I own it.
Team effort. All right. Okay, so they voted on the tush push yesterday. How did the Texans vote? Does the Texans vote sound anything like what Nick Caserio said about the tush push on our show back in April? And there were three reasons yesterday, from what I'm hearing, why I would, if I was pro tush push walking into that thing, three reasons I would have changed my vote after I walked in. We'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.